Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chayaleo.
Meseches Chulin, Daf Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shemes V'lada B'seich Me'eho, if the Vlad died inside the mother, U'posh T'chayas Yoda V'noga Boy, and the midwife stuck her hand and touched the mace, Ha'chaya T'meya T'mashiva, the Chaya is T'meya T'mashiva, Isha T'hayrat Yetzi Vlad. The Havan in the Mishnah is really this, and the Ikra Nekuza Machlaikis is discussed later in Naf Ayin Beis. But the Gemara right away says, Amar Rabbo, Keshem Shetuma Beluain Mitamo, Kachtara Beluain Mitamo. Just like Tuma Belu is not Mitame, anything else, not Maga, not Masa, so too Tara Belu does not become Tame. And the Gemara learns from the Pasik, Tuma Belu Minolon, Dechsiv Eichem Minivlosi, Chabis Begodov, Mili Askin and Ochel Samoshki Asachamo, Vekom Rachmon Etor. So you see that even though the person ate right before Shkia, and it's possible that now that the Nveil is still there inside, we still say that since it's Tum Blua, therefore it's not Mitame. So we see from the Gemara that the Zegzeris HaKosov, that Tum Blua is not Mitame. The Shaila is, what's the Geder HaDvarim of this din of Tum Blua? So first let's try to understand what exactly it means, Tuma Blua's Einim Mitame, what is wrong with Tuma Blua? So what, that it's Balua? So Rashi says, on the Ramasim of the Askin, Rashi says, Mekimen Shenivlo, once it's Balua, Reikim Ucheles, Linyin Latame. It's as if it's already eaten up, it's already Mucheles, it's decomposed, and therefore it's not Mitame. The Lashon Rabban also is, Tuma Blua's Kemucheles Domi. It's as if it's mu'uchal, which is mashman that the gedah dvarma tum blua is, that it's like basar mu'uchal, basar which is already decomposed, and it's not mitam anymore. We find in the achrayim different on the ways to understand this. In the Chuvis Noid of Yehuda and Yerideya, Simen Kuflam and Hey, has a shaila that we know that the din that based nastarim is not mekabel, not mitame. But, and when a person goes to the mikvah, it's possible to have a chatzitz in the Beis HaStarim, it's not chaytzitz, but it has to be royal bias mayim. Even the Beis HaStarim has to be royal bias mayim, but he says, Balua Kubi does not require to be royal bias mayim, just like it's not mentame. He says, Shani Linyan Tuma Balua is different because Choshev Kamu Uchel, it's considered like it's already decomposed. And that was the Shail to the Night of Yehuda, and the Shail to the Night of Yehuda said that it's Daima, he sees from Rashi, our Rashi, it says that it's kamu ucheles. So we see from there that Tuma Blua is like mu'uchel, it's considered like as if it's decomposed, and that's why it's not mitame. And the Yudas says that it can't be that's the pshat. It can't be we understand that Tuma Blua is mamish kamu ucheles. Because first of all, the Gemara Nomin Beis speaks about the din of Tuma Blua and discusses a tabas, a ring. The Mishnah Mikvoi says, bola tabas tmei, if you swallowed a tabas which is tame, toivel, it can be toivel, echel betruma la'erv, it can be toivel and eat truma towards evening. Now, l'chayr, if it's mitam equal, is not an atabas, it's not mi'uchal. It's not the fact that it's balua doesn't make it mi'uchal. So he says that Rashi, when he says loshon of ichul, didn't mean kipshutai, that it's mamish like a basar which is decomposed, and that's why it's not mitame. It meant it's a dimyan, just like a davar mi'uchal is not mitame, so too tumblu is also not mitame. But it doesn't mean it's mamish kimi'uchelet. It doesn't mean it's like a nevela that was sarcho, something that was decomposed, and therefore it's not in a position to be metame. We find in Meiri also in Nida is mechiach that tuma blua doesn't mean mamish muuchelas. It doesn't mean it's completely decomposed like a nevela, because the Gemara over there says that a ubar bimei imoy has a din balua, and lachayr and our Gemara also is later before like this. Ubar is not shaykh to say it's kim uchel. The ubar belongs there. The ubar is growing in the mother's rechem. It's not kim uchel. And also, if in the Gemara over there, in Nidin Dasamach Beis, it speaks about a charsin, a piece of pottery, or begodim, that a belea dam, belea tumah, the Gemara is a tzati mitarit, bidin tumah belua, if not for the fact that it's seifa lotzis b'nei adam. See, over there also, it's not the application of saying that it's chashivi kema'uchal would be a shveret zushtel. It's not kema'uchal, it's absorbed in the beged, it's absorbed in the cheres, but it's not kema'uchal, it's not decomposed, it's not a boser mu'uchal, it's not like something in a real, it's like an avela in a real ger, it's not something which is an avela shesarcha, it's not a decomposed item. Rashi himself in Nida Nasan Beis, when he speaks about a dam which nivla in a ksus tar, in a beged which is tar, he says, The reason is al tum balua, and over there also it's not shaykh to say it's kim uchel. So l'chayra, what else could be the understanding of tum balua? So there's a Rav Yoh that brings b'shem Rabbeinu Yoel that mu'uchel means that it's, the lashon mu'uchel just means it's not ba'olam. It's not mu'uchel mamish, because then why would the other not be nitum masi as a whole arichas to explain that avon and tum balua can't be that it's decomposed. It's tum balua, we view it k'mishe einoi. There's a lashon Rashi like that in Nida and Nachman Beis and Beis. Rashi says that tum balua is le'metama darei k'mishe einoi ve'im bo le'magav le'masa. In truth, there's a Rash in Maseches Mikvoyos in Perek Yud Mishnah Ches that speaks over there about a chetz that's attached, that's lodged in a person's skin, and the gabi chatzitza by mikvah. And the Rash says, if it's visible, then it's a chatzitza. If it's not nira, then it can be toivel and can be oichel betruma. He says, v'asil lemeimer the keichel inyan tuma botel agav gufoy, just like the gabi tuma. It's bottled to the guf, kishakarab armel maile, if there would be a skin which grew over it, so it's in blue, it's inside, it's bottled the gabi de guf, and vesule metame vele mitame, it's not metame or mekabel tuma, which l'chayr is referring to the din of tum balua, and he's calling it, the reason explaining why it's not metame or becoming tame is because it's bottle agav gufay. So l'ini chatzitza nami bottle agav gufay. The gabi chatzitza also, the chet, which is tochuv in the adam, is bottle agav gufay. This it's mavur from the Rash that the side of the din of tumah blua is that we look at it like it's bottled to the guf, and that means another way of understanding kamishenu. It's not mu'uchal. It's not that it's decomposed. It's not mu'cheles like the lashon Rashi. It just means that we don't consider it a separate entity. It's bottled to the guf, and that's why the Rash makes a comparison between tumah blua to chatzitza. Just like tumah balua is not metame or becomes tame, so too something else which is balua, chetish balua, and the basar va'adam is batal agabe the guf. The Moshe in the Igros says, brings a ray also from this Rash that the side of tumah balua is that it's batal agav gufay, and therefore Moshe had a shy, very interesting shyly, if a kohen who is not allowed to become tame, is he allowed to have to put into his body, let's say an aver, or basa or etzem of a mace. Because that's lechayr, it's metamehim. If it's metamehim, he's not allowed to become tame. So could he go ahead and graft onto his skin, let's say inside his body, or let's say to make an operation and put inside a transplant, have a transplant of something which is tame, aver from a mace. Or even basar, flesh, let's say you have to put some flesh, let's say in the heart, you have to repair an artery. So he has to take skin or something from a dead body to be able to repair it. And he put inside the kayit. Is that permitted or not permitted? So Ramesh has a whole tshuva in Yerdea, and Ramesh says that it's mutter because it's tumah blua. That tumah is absorbed. It's swallowed. It's inside. It's bottled to the guf. And it's not a chatzitza, the Rash says, because it's bottled to the guf. It's also, that was the Yisrael of Tum Blu also, it's bottled to the guf. And therefore there's no Issa of Tum's Kanim. So the Allah Lamaisi, he brings a raya from this Rash, that the Yisrael of Tum Blu is that it's bottled to the guf. And if it's bottled to the guf, so it's not a chatzitza, and it's not considered that there's a dover of Tomei that's negay of a gufay. It's bottled to his guf. The Chazanya, on the other hand, the Chazanya Cheskel on the Sefta Mikvois says not arrive in the Rash, like Ramosha brings. It could be the Rash doesn't mean to say Kipshuta that Tum Blue is bot like of Gufay. His Kavan doesn't mean a regular bit like of Gufay. Because if that would be true, he says, why isn't the a Tabas that you swallow when you Nichnas El Hames, why doesn't it become tame? The Mishnah says over there that if you swallow a tabas tahira, you swallow a ring that's tahar, you nichnas oil ames, and you go into the oil ames, and you become tame, obviously, you're in the oil ames. If you have azah, and second time azah, and you go to the mikveh, and so you become tahar, if you make, if you spit out the tabas is kemoi shahaisa. The tabas is the way it was before, it's tahar. Now, lechayre, if Tumah Blua means that it's bottle agav gufay, so whatever din of the guf should be the din of the tabas. So if the person himself now is an oil ames and the person becomes tame, lechayr the tabas, which is part of his guf. It's v'sekev shuta. It's botl agav gufoy. It should also become tamei with him. He's tamei meis. The ring, everything part of him is tamei meis. It's not a separate entity. It's part of him. He's tamei, and the tabas is tamei. So if botl agav gufoy is literal, and that's the one of the rash when he compares it to chatzitza, so then why does the Mishnah say that tabas is kemesh oisa, meaning the tabas is tohar? That means the tabas is a separate entity, obviously. It's not a chelik of the guf. It's not botel the guf and mamish. If we botel the guf and mamish, the tabas should have the same din as the guf. So therefore, the Chazon Yecheskel and Chazka Abramsky says that the kavanah of the Rashi is just to say that just like it's botel to the guf, that it's called balua, and the guf, and tuma balua is not makabel tuma, it's not metame. It's exeris akosim, we learn from the psukim, that it's not metame, but not because it's bottled to the guf, and it's not its own entity. But just like we say that it's bottled to the guf, klapi, it's considered as has a shame balua, so too, the Rashi is comparing it, it's bottled agav gufoy, to say that it's not a chatzitza lagabi tzvila. But a lot of the aside of the heter of tuma balua is not because it's bottled agav gufoy, and like it doesn't exist independently. It does exist independently. It's just that it has exerced a custom. It's tumah balua. Tumah balua is not metame. Tumah balua is not mekabel tumah. That's tara balua, but not because it's a kipshute botla agav gufay. In summary, we really have three different approaches to understand the mitzias of tumah balua, of why it's not metame or mekabel tumah. Is it kipshute kimeucheles? Like it's lashon rishonim. It's like as if it's we look at it like it's decomposed. It's difficult to understand that by a tabas. It's Lashon Rashi over here, and our sugi is mashm like that, and Rishayin and Ramban. Or does Nucheles doesn't mean that? Or we like the Nevi'im takes on, and Lashon Rashi and Nida, and other Lashonim and Rishayinim, that it just means it's Kamisha Einoi, like it doesn't exist. It's like as if it's not here. It's Balua, it's out of sight. It's like out of sight, out of mind, it's not here. It doesn't exist. It's not a Metzias anymore. Balua, it's Balua inside, it's not Kamisha Einoi. It's not here. And that's why it's not Metami or Mekabel Tumah. A third understanding is that it's batel agav gufay. And that's really also a havan in why it's not metame umekabel tumah. Because the chelik of the guf, it's not an independent thing. That's metame umekabel tumah. But then we have the chazen yecheskel ha'ora, that lechayra, why do you say that tabas is tahira when you bottle tabas, nitzel emes, why do you say tabas is tahira if it's batel agav gufay? Well, am I going to say it's only batel agav gufay, like having metame umekabel tumah? But not that it gets the same din as the guf. We'd have to understand that it's not botlag of guf kipshute. But al-kaponim, those are the three different ways of seeing or translating the hagdar of what tumah balua is. Now we have to understand in the gedar hadin that tumah balua is not metame. How far does this go? Does this mean that the tumah, let's say you have tumah which is balua inside you have a mace here inside the isha, tumah balua is not metame because it's considered like a dover tohar? Then it's mamish like kamisha einoi, and the tumah is paka. It's like the tumah leaves. It's not a davar tameh anymore. So that's why it's not metame. Or about it's a davar tameh. But it still remains, but it's mechefta, it's a davar tameh. Just the gzeres hakosav of tumah blua ain't a metame, and tara blua is not mekabel tumah, is that it doesn't have a koyach to metame achirim, but not that it itself is kamisha einoi, that it's the tumah is paka. Here also, in this lomdash shaila, we find the big tumah l'nachreinim. The Chazanish in Kalim says Balua Tor is not bottled with Mitziusa. It's the Mitzius is still there. It's just the Lashon of the Chazanish is it's Einei Mechadish Be'olam Havayis Chadoshes. It doesn't create any new existences. It doesn't create anything new. Ein Knisose Knisa Ve'Einei Say to Hesed. It doesn't accomplish anything. But therefore, Hilkach says Kshiyotu, but Tumas remains the Tabas, which let's say was tummy, was balua, it stays tummy. It doesn't change in its essence. Its essence was tummy, remains tummy. If essence was tahara, remains tahara. It's not bottled mitzias. Said if it be bottled, the mitzias is bottled, and it should go back to, it should, when you spit it back out, it should be tar. If you take a ring that's tummy and you swallow it, and now it's not metame because it's tum balua. And if you say that avon tum balua means that it's paka, The tumah leaves. It's kamisha ena. It's mamish like a dover tar, like different chefts of tahara. So that when you spit it out, it should be tar. It shouldn't be tame. It should have changed. Elamai Chazanish says that avad the tumah balua doesn't mean that the tumah leaves. The tumah is still there. It's still strong and healthy. It's a dover tame, but it's not mitame. It can't in the chadish havayis chadoshes. In knisos knisi says in hesed hesed. the Mishnah Melech also understood like the Chazon Ish, because he brings a very interesting Rebbeinu Meshulam that asks on also a very famous Yisoid of a Mordechai in the end of Chulin. The Mordechai says in the end of Chulin, it's a Yisoid that's used a lot in Hilchos Taruvos, that the din of Bittul Beroiv is only in something that was Nikar Bifnei Atzmai Metchila. Originally there was, let's say, Issa, which is recognizable, and there was Heter, and then there was a Taruvos. If there's a Taruvos, then you could have a din of Bittul Beroiv. But if Metchilas Biyosei Lo'ilm, if originally when it came into the existence, it was Metaruvos, then there's no din Bittul Beroiv. As I state in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is in the end of Sefer Chulin, is using this to explain certain concepts, certain Yisoidis and Shas that have to rely on this to understand why there's no Bittul Beroiv. For example, Yevama Shiroki Kodam. So we don't say that it's bottle. Or Shichva Zera Shel Zav. Shichva Zera Zav, the Gemara says, Yevshav Leitzech Tzuche Ziva. There's for sure some sort of Zivas in that Shichva Zera. Now, why do you say it's Bittul Beroiv? The Teretz is, there's no din Bittul Beroiv, this is the way the Mordechai understands it, because when it came into the world, when his Tchilas Biyosei Lo'ilm was Bitaruvos, the Yevama, when she spit out the dam, there was dam included in her spit, so that, it's not bottle. And the Sheikh Vezera of Azav that had Nitzatzuche Ziva, had some sort of Zivas in that Sheikh Vezera, this Sheikh Vezera, that Zivas is not bottle, and it has a din of Azav. Because the din Bittul Beroiv is only when it was Nikita Taruvos, and then it got mixed with the Isser with the Heter. So Frekta Rebbeinu Meshulam asked on this, he said to the Mordechai, what is a Mefesh, we know the din is, it's a Mefesh Mishnah, that's Shilya and a bias. If you have a woman, miscarries and there's a Shilya that comes out, it's a mace, the bias is Tomei. And Reb Shimon is Matire. And the Gemara says, what's up, Reb Shimon is Matire, there's a mace here. There's Tumas Oil, we know Tumas Mace, is Matami Ba'oil. And the Gemara says that the reason why Reb Shimon is Matire is because of Bittul Beroiv Noguboy. It's Bittul Beroiv. L'chayra, this should be in a classical example of the case of the Mordechai. The Mordechai's Yisrael should apply. The Tchilas Biyosei to the Velt is already Nela B'taruvos. So what are you going to say? You'll say over there the Vlad was Nikr maybe before his Nimuach. But you see, not like that, because the Gemara, the Mishnah says that even a Shilyashin, by Shilyashin that was Nimuach HaVlad at Shilyotz, even if it dissolved before it came out. So when it came out into the world, it was right away Bitaruvos. It wasn't that it came out, it was Nikr, and then it was Nimuach afterwards. So Tchilas Biyosei Lo'ilm was Bitaruvos. And still we say that according to Reb Shimon it's tar because of Bittul Beroiv. So you see that even something which Tchilas Biyosei Lo'ilm is Bitaruvos, it came originally into existence in a state of a mixture of Issa v'Heter, still there's din of Bittul Beroiv. So Zogt, the Mishnah Melech says, Teretz over there, Gvaldik, he says, no, the Ikach Chilik of the Mordechai is that something which the original Isser or Tuma was Bitaruva, it's not Shach Bittul. Like a Zav or Yavama. There was Tuma of Zav, and it was mixed into the Shechva Zera. Originally, when it first came out to the world, there was Tuma Bitaruvais. Or Isser Bitaruvais. And that is not Bottle Beroiv. But by a Shilya, even before the Yitz Lavir Oilam, it already had, before it came to Avir Oilam, There was tumah, because if vlad was nikr before there was nimuach, even though it was inside, but if the vlad was nikr before it was nimuach, so there already was tumah inside when it was mace before it was nimuach. So mele shayach bittul, because the tchilas chalois tumah was without a tarubis. There was a chalois tumah by a shechva zera shezav. The tumah is only when it's yaitz migufay. It's not tummy inside. The tumah is the mayonis hazav, so it came out. It has, gives the person a din of hazav. The rekika also, when it comes out, so you have to be done in the yitzia la'ila when it comes out into the world. Was it b'taruvais or was it not? If it was b'taruvais, so there's no din vitl b'raif. But over here, the isser is earlier. The isser is in the mother's stomach. You already have a tumas mace of the shilya before it was nimuk. It was nikrav la before it was nimuach. So even though it came out, it was already nimuk. It was already nimuach. But inside, it was isser first, and then it was nisarev. So what do we see from the Mishnah Mel? We see Gevaldik Yisoid. Mamish the same Yisoid as the Chazon Ish, that before the Yitzi of the Ubar, it already was chal a shame chalois tumas mace. It was already chal tuma, even though it's balua. That means it's tum balua. Teretz is tum balua doesn't mean that it's not tame. Tum balua is tame. It's mechetzah tame. It's a mace. It's tame. Even though it's matzav of balua. It's the perfect example of balua that should not luchar have any tumah. Elamai, you see that the Chazon Ish understood, and this is the Mishnah Melech also understanding it, that the sight of tumah balua does not mean that it's not mechetzah tame. It is mechetzah tame. It's just does not have a koyach to metame acherim. That's one mahalach in the achreinim. But we see from the Rishayim and other achreinim, not like that. The Raivan in Mesech Zavayda Zara says, Omer de Gazach. He speaks about the Isra Bayiro Bayimotze. Now, what does Bayiro Bayimotze have to do with Tumbalua? Bayiro Bayimotze has to do with Tumbalua in the case of Chometz that's Balua and Kalim. You have Chometz, Balua and Kalim, so the Raivan says he's not over Bayiro Bayimotze. He's brought down the halacha like this. And the Lashon of Raivan is that Kashem Shetuma Balua, Kimanda Lesa, just like Tumbalua as if it doesn't exist, Veina Matama Adanafka, it's not Matami until it comes out. So kach iser habalua, so to iser balua loy osar adinofak, so to iser balua is not us until it comes out. And he brings it right, doch chometz be pesach, chometz on pesach, imatmin lay, if you hide chometz on pesach, put it away, over by yiro bayimotze, yiro bayiro bayimotze, even if it's not visible, yiro bayiro bayimotze, it's in your rishus, you have chometz on pesach, even the gefirish gemarim sachim, even you matmin the chometz, you're over. But im hubalua bikdeira, but if it's absorbed nikdeira, li ova, you're not over him, mutala shaysai. Who cares that it's absorbed nikdeira? It's still chametz of pesach, and you have chametz of pesach in your house, why, in the keli, why aren't you over by matzil chur that he compares that to regular atmana? Elamai, because it's balua. And just like the aside of tum balua is that it's kemanda leisa, that's why it's not metame. So too, chametz of Pesach, the belius of chametz in kalim on Pesach is kemisha einoy. So we see from the Naivon that the aside of the din of tum balua that it's not metamei is because we look at the balua as kemandaleisa ba'olam klal. It's as if it doesn't exist, and that's why he compares it. It's a good comparison to bayiro bayimotze in chametz, which is balua in kalim. That just like tum balua is not metamei umakabel tumah because it's kemisha einoy, so chametz. That's Balua in Kalim was also not even by Rabbi Matze, because it's as if Kimi She'enai. L'chayr, that's not like the Chazanish. That means the din of Tum Balua is not like the Chazanish. It means that it's only Halach, he can't Matami Achir. No, it's Mashmah that it's Bechlal, not here in the Welt. The Lashon events, the Re later, V'echen on Umar Shme'ima is Tar, that the Umar itself is Tar, it's Mashmah. The Tzlach also takes on like this, that Tum Balua is Kimi She'enai. And the truth is, it's a Lashon Rashi also in Nidan Daf Mem Beis. Rashi says, when he translates Tum Balua, he says, Limitama Darei Kmisha Eino. But then he ends off, he says, Ve'en Bo Le'magav Le'masa. So it's not Muchach that he means literally Kmisha Eino. He says, even though it's Mashon Rashi saying two Nekudas, it's Kmisha Eino, and also Ve'en Bo Le'magav Le'masa, some of the Dayak like that. But it could be Rashi is saying Kmisha Eino, and Legabi Ve'en Bo Le'magav Le'masa, but not Kmisha Eino itself. On the other hand, with the Lashon of Kmisha Eino, is mashma that the site is, that's not there. But it's not muchach from the Rashi that it's mamish tar, but from the Raivon's tushtal it is. The Trumas Hadeshin also, in Simikuf Pe Gimel, brings a Shari Dura. It's also the same signoin as the Raivon. It says, the story over there was, and he says, it happened in Magensa, there was a Kedera that was Omdei Tzla'esh, and Nitzikalei Cholov, and there was a Cholov that came on it. So the question is, this Blias. He says, don't say, ain't lame the chol shnit is nice and tam beroit of a nivla bigdera. Vanessa, he said, right, don't say that the cholov that, was spritzed on top of this, kedera was, that was omda itzlaish, should be nice and tam in the roitav and the gravy that was absorbed in the kedera. And well, the roitav should be osir. And then v'chayza, he said, roitav nice and tam, sechatashim bigdera, and then afterwards, that roitav which became osir, with this chol that came into it should now pass her into the gdeir itself. He says, why not? The chiechi the tuma balua le metama tara balua, just like tuma balua is not metame tara balua, hochinamili osar iser balua se hetera balua. So to iser balua is not aser hetera balua. That means, just like if you have a tabas tahira and tabas tome, the tabas tahira tomeya is not going to be metame tabas tahira, we'll see later towards the end of the sugin, our fine alpha of bays, nine bays. So to over here, if you have heter balua and iser balua, the iser balua is not going to aser the heter balua. So this is the Gaon brings in Siman Tzadik Beis in Yoredeh. This is a big shayla nachreinim. If we go with this, we don't understand how we understand this. But one thing you see clearly from Trumas Hadesh and Shari Dura, that they compare din of iser balua, that it should not be nesar, to tum balua and not be metame. Now, if the side of, it must be lechayr, the havan in this is, because the side of din of tum balua is not metame, it's kamandalei sedami. Even though also over here, it's not, this is not exact, not as good as the raya as the raya from Chametz and Pesach, because you can be madchik and say, just like that it means to say, just like tum blua is not mechadish havai in the veld, like the Chazanish understood, it's not, can't be metame, so too, it's the chol mechanan to what that which is blua in the gderu. It could be, it just means the gabe asring, but not that it's mamish kamisha enu. The mashmois is like that. The mashmois in the Trumas Hadash Mashem Nisharidura is definitely mashmi saying that the blua is kamisha enu. But the muchach, it's not. They say that from the din itself, it's not muchach from the sharidur itself. It's not muchach to say mamish negative chazanish, because it could mean that it just means that the tum blua is not mechadesh any iser. So therefore, the tum blua is not going to be metame the tar blua. Blua is not going to aser the heter blua. But al kapanim, we zicha have two approaches to why tum blua is not metame. Not why, but with the lomdus of tum blua that it's not metame, is it that it's mamish kamisha einai? It's as if it doesn't exist, and it will be a tushal even to blias of chametz and pesach, or it's avada tame, like the Chazanish said, the Mishnah Melech, and it's just not metame. Now, this is negeh one, we're gonna move on to one other shtickle on the gabe, if tum blua applies to balechaim or not, and this nafkamina and the havan of tum blua will be very, very negeh, and to understand a whole different nekuda. The Gemara Nida and the Samach Beis is mevur in the sugi over there that charsin, the earthenware, that a zav used that absorbed mashkin, that absorbed liquids, that was tameh, and it fell, liquid, let's say, a zav, my youngest zav that were absorbed in the cheres, and then it fell into a tanur, tavir a tanur. So the Gemara over there says, if husak a tanur, if you lit up the tanur and there's a fire, there's a heat, so the tanur is tameh. Why? Because soif mashka lotzeis. This mashke, which is absorbed in the cheres and earthenware that was in the shtamish min azav that absorbed these mashkin, tamitik mashkin is gonna, the mashkin is gonna come out, and melo the tanner is gonna be tamit. And over there, Shmuel argues, he says, echa mashkin kalim vesh mashkin chamurim, and it's machal. But the Rashi explains that if it's lo yuhusak hatanur, it's tar. Why? Why is it tar if lo yuhusak hatanur? Forget about the heat, but lemaisa, it's now it's navir atana. This tuma, the mashkin tmein, which is absorbed in the cheres, is in navir atana. Why isn't the metame just by being there? Why do you have to have dafka husik atana? Because seif mashke lotzes, because the mashkin doesn't come out. Let's say the mashkin doesn't come out. Why isn't the mashkin itself metame? So Rashi explains in the sugi over there because in nida because it's tuma balua. The tuma is balua in the charsin, and tuma balua is not metame. Like our sugi in the behem perikim makasha with tuma, the Tvo says, the Miri, the Rishonim explain it like that. That the reason why it's not metame before the mashke comes out is because the mashke is balua, and our sugi says tuma balua is not metame. The Rishash in nida, and the Mechzchinuch also in Mitzvah Samar Gimel ask that L'chayr, the din of tumah blua is only in Bali Chayim, like Adam and Behema. But other things, there's no din of tumah. Tumah blua is yes metame. Where do they find that the other things tumah blua is yes metame? It's the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says that a tarnagol, a chicken, shabalas hasheretz, that swallowed a sheretz and was fell into avir tanur, it's tar. But in mace, tame. So we see that a tarnagol that was mace is not matzal as tumah blua. It's why it's different than tum balua in Kalim from tum balua of a mace. Chayr, then tum balua was only said in Bali Chaim, not in a tanigal shemace. Tanigal shemace, the tanigal is not metame. Navir, it's the sheretz. The sheretz metame because it's only tum balua because man the tanigal is chai. Tanigal is mace, so there's not matzel. So now we have a sheretz. So the sheretz is going to metame. It's not anymore tum balua. Why is not tum balua? It's in a tarig. Teretz is tum balua. It's only in Bali Chaim, where there's no Bali Chaim. Stam in something else. Unless in this keli, the chayyim there should not be a din of tum balua. And therefore, what's behind the sugi over there? That the sugi says that the reason why the mashkin which is absorbed in the cheres that's in the tanur is not metame is because of tum balua. Now, in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, there's a whole shock time in the Gemara if Chazusa Milsi or not. Chazusa means, let's say you have a beged that you dyed it with the shells of Arla. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that a beged that was dyed, that means it absorbed the dye of shells of Klipe Arla, you dull it, you burnt. It's din of Arla. The Gemara asks over there from a Mishnah in Aulis that says that if it's nivla b'ksus, it was absorbed in a keli, in a beged, so you have to take, you have to be done. It says, Royani miskabeses haksus, if you wash and launder the keli, the clothing, the beged, it'll come out of it, or via dam, then it's tmeya, and if not, it's tayr. So Gemara says, you have a rife over there, the chazusa lav milsi. Because lachar, even though the dam is not going to come out, but still you recognize on the ksus, it's recognizable in the keli, and still we say it's tar. So the Gemara over there is saying as follows: the Gemara is saying that chazusa, the Gemara is being done if chazusa, just an appearance, is considered a metzias or not legabi the isav arla. The Gemara wanted to say that a beggar that you dyed with klipi arla is din as yidolik, it's considered arla because it looks like you see the dye in the beggar. Seeing the dye in the beggar means that that's a metzius, and therefore there's isra hanoah here which has to be burnt. The arla has to be burnt, can't be used. And the Gemara asks from the Mishnah in Aulis that says if dam was absorbed in the beggar, if the avias dam will come out when you launder it, then it's tmei. If not, it's tmei. If not, it's tar. Even though the chayr is a chazusa, there's an appearance of dam in the beged. Now, if you hold chazusa milsihi, just the appearance of dam in the beged should be tamei, just like we want to stay by arlo that if it's beged it was tovikli, but arlo should be idolik. That's the sugim of Bekam Daf Kufal. Reb Chaim, al Shas, and it's brought down Grach al Shas, asks, it's not a comparison. Mamish, what we're discussing until now. A dam, which is nivla and exus, which is tar. The reason why it's tahar, if a dam is nivin exus, where it didn't have a revias dam, is because of tumah blua. Tumah blua is not metame. If it's absorbed in the beged, that's tumah blua. Like we said, like the Gemara, we shtel tzu nida with the charsin shel zav. It's the same thing. Anything which is absorbed in tumah, which is absorbed dam, or the mayanus azav, or mashke, which is tame, which is absorbed in the beged, or keli, is tumah blua. Tumah blua is not metame. And that's exerza kosa, the gabi tum blua. What's a shaykhis to other dinim called terkula? What's a shaykhis that to the chazusa of arla? The Gemara is comparing apples and oranges, no shaykhis. One is tum blua, the reason why dam, which nivlin a beged, if there's no revias dam, the reason why it's tahar is because it's tum blua, it's balua. If it's yaitzim and revias dam, then it's tam. If it's not yaitzim and revias dam, then it's tahar. But what is the shaykhis to chazusa? Chazusa is, you want to know if chazusa is milsihi and therefore it has din of an arla, or a din of arla, that it's also bahanodic because it was begish atzob a klipi arla. Why is that a raya for tumlu? Tumlu is exerza kosva, it's not metame. That's a separate halacha in tumu v'tahara. Legabe tumlu is not metame, it's not shaykhis. He says, le shaykh li yesa din ya teira klal. That's no shaykhis to the old din of the teira. So what's the raya of chazusa milsihi ala milsihi? Now, lechayra, according to what we said before, from the Raivon and Tumas Adeshin, that even the Gabi Chometz of Pesach and Basi B'cholov, you say that Balu is Kamandalesa Dami, and that's Yisrael, then Tum Balu, it's not Metame, so then we can understand the Gemara Makama. The Gemara Makama is comparing Tuma Balua to Arlo, because Tum Balua means that whatever's Balua in that Beged is Kamisha Enoi. It's as if it doesn't exist. So if that's what Tum Balua is, then it's a very comparison to Arl, to Chazus and Milsi. Just like you see by the case of the Dam, which is Nivel and Iksus, that the fact that it's absorbed in Iksus, it says it's not Metame, that means Kamisha Einay, it doesn't exist, it's Kamad Leisa Ba'elam, it's as if not here, because Balua. So the same thing by Begish, it's Miklipe Arlo. Same thing by Chazus of an Arlo, the appearance of Arlo is if it's absorbed in the Begish, it's Kamad Leisa, it's like it's not here. And if it's like it's not here, it's not going to be have a din of an arl to be idolic, to be have to be burnt, because both of these sites is the same. The balua is command, the leis of oilam. Now, Be'emes Reb Chaim himself says that that's kufr adimyan. Just doesn't say that's the taisha tum balua, but he says that's kufr adimyan in the Gemara Bakama. The Gemara Bakama is because if the dam is nivel nixus, the dam is nisbatel in the ksus. The dam is bottle in that beged. It's kamishen in mitzias. And that's exactly the Gemara's dinyan, the Gemara's comparison to Yisuri Adno of Arlo. The Gemara is saying, just like you see by Dam, which is Nivel and Iksus, that Chazus Olam Nilsen, meaning that the Dam is this battle in Iksus, the Dam is bottle, and it's Kemishain, and if it doesn't exist, it's not here, we're not done with it, it's not Ba'ilam, if it's absorbed, then it's not tangible, it's not a Metziah, so it's not Dam, which is Metame, so too, Beged, which you, Tzave, which you died in, the Klipe Arla, it's as if it doesn't exist, the Klipe Arla, Chazus Olam Nilsen, it's not a Metziah, it's an absorbed, it's Kamanda Leis of Metziah's Dami, and that's a Tushtel. And so that's a chazus. They see chazus la milsehi. So it's nothing to do with the fact that with tumah blua. The tam is not because the tar of the exusim did tumah blua. So Chaim is betzim saying that that's not the havana of tumah blua. That's not metame. But he is saying that the comparison to the dam which is absorbed in the beged and beged ktsavim beklipe arla and beged which he died with the dye of arla is the same is because it's command alei sadami, something which is absorbed, it's as if it doesn't exist, and that's the comparison. Otherwise the tushtel is very shver if it's ubi stam halacha the tumah blua is not metame. But what's negel in yanenu, that directly, more directly in the negel in yanenu, is Reb Chaim says what this is, we understand the gemara in nida. The Gemara Nida said that the charsis, the pottery, piece of pottery that has this mashkin tmeim absorbed in it, is not metame the tanner, unless it's husak, unless it's burnt up. And Rashi says it's not metame because of tumah blua. We said the Rishash asks that why is it tumah blua? There's no tumah blua by only by bali chayim. The teretz is Dr. Chayim that the heter is not midin zeres because of tumah blua. The heter is because mashkin. Liquids that were tame, that were absorbed in the charsis, were in this bottle in the charsis. It's as if it's not here. It doesn't exist. It's bottle of mitzis. It's nivlu. It's absorbed. And therefore it's ke'ilu lisnayim mitzis otame akli. It's as if it's not in the world. It's as if it's not here and it's not mitame the taner unless it comes out. And only when it comes out, if he husig a tanner, it's going to say for lotzis, the mashkin come out, then the mashkin metame. So that's miyashin akasha. So we have over here one. We have some a little clarity in the inyan of tumah blua. First, that we understand, at least Chaim understands that there's a concept of something which is absorbed in a beged or something which is absorbed in the keli. That absorption means that we do not consider it being in this world. We consider it gone. We consider it finished. It's not existing anymore. It's balua. It's kemishayinim mitzias. Chaim understands that's the Gemara Nid Da Samach Beis by Charsis Shelzav, and therefore we'd have to come on to the din of Tumah Blua. Tumah Blua could be is only said by Bali Chaim, but over there, if it's absorbed, that's something else completely. So absorbed means it's not here. That's the Gemara Baba Kamas Tushtel between Dam that was absorbed in the Beged and Beged Shetzavi Beklipe Arla, a Beged that was dyed with the dye of Arla, because both are being done whether Chazusa, whether appearance is something in the Velt, it's a Metzias, or Chazus La Milsi, it's less than Mitzias, it's not here, we're not judging as if there's an existence of that Tumah, if it is absorbed so completely into a Keli or into a Beged. And Reb Chaim even adds to this, and he says that there's mashmois like this from the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in Parah says a mechatos, the water of Paraduma that was nifslu, you can megavle the tit, you could mix it with tit, with cement, and you don't have to worry any chosh b'shem takola. So you see that once it's absorbed, once it's in this gabble and tit, it's commandless nayadami. It's not here, because if it would be here, you wouldn't be able, you'd be tummy from the mechatas, and there'd be chshash of takola, teretz is. If it's absorbed into tit, you mix it into cement, and now it's bechalal, not even recognizable, then it's mamish balua, the din is that it's bottled in mitzias, and they can't say it's all din of tumah blua is not metame by meichatas, because there's no din of tumah blua by meichatas. Again, we see this yisoid of Reb Chaim, but according to Reb Chaim, we see a concept that if something is absorbed in a keli or absorbed in a beged, then it's command the listener mitzias as if it doesn't exist. That's not the way Reb Chaim, it's mashmah Reb Chaim, he understood the yisoid of din of tumah blua. Tumah blua is taka not metame, it's exerza kosev. It's not metame. It's not marvid tumah. It's not kamisha enoi. Kamisha enoi din of tumah blua is kubiz only bali chaim. It's not by everything else. But there's another din, a dove which has something which is balua b'seichay mamish, like charsin that was belea mashke azav, or mechata should give him a tit, or the case of the dam was nivel beged. Over there we say the dove balua is kamisha enoi. Is it like zivit doesn't exist? And the gabi that there's no enough kamim between bali chaim or kalim or anything else. But that's all the way Reb Chaim understood it. But we also do see, we're just summarizing, we also see that according to Raivan, there's a concept of understanding tumah blua the same way. That tumah blua itself means kemishayin. According to him also, it wouldn't be shver, the Gemaras of Charsin, Shabal, Mashke, Zav, because also we've done that's kemishayinoy. It's just Reb Chaim's kasha may be shver that, l'chayru, how do you compare tumah blua to Vegas, Tzav, Klipe, Arlo? But you might see, you see the same you said. It's also, we see, you have to say it's not shtel and sud, tumah blua, Nakuda. But the Nakuda, according to the Ravan. It's mashma that Tumlu is also understood as kemi she'ein, as if it doesn't exist. Okay, now there's one last important chelik of Tumbalua to finish off the understanding of the Tum in general. The Pashas the Mekar of Din Tumbalua, that it's not Metame, is our sugya. We explained it that Tumbalua is what the Metzias of Tumbalua is. It's Kemuchal or it's Kemisheinu, or it's bottled to the Guf. We also spoke out from the Achrayim different ways of understanding if Tumbalua means Kemisheinu, as if it doesn't exist, or Tumbalua just means that it's there, but it's just not Metame. But now the problem is that the Gemara is bringing the Makor to the Tumbalua from Oichel min Avlasim Yichavis Begodav. Somebody must be Oichel and Veil or someone Shkias Acham, and it's still there. It's not decomposed. It can only be that it's tar because it's Tumbalua. There's a Mefarish Mishnayis in Kalim and other places in Tseftas that say the din of Tumbalua. It's not the first place that Tumbalua appears is not in Seches Chulin and Dafayim Hem Pekim Hem Makashin. There's a Mishnah in Kalim, in Perik Ches, that speaks about a Tarnagel, we mentioned this before, Tarnagel Shebolas Asheretz, a Tarnagel which swallowed Asheretz, and it fell into the Avira Tanur. It's Tor. So why? Because it's Tumbalua. Tumbalua is not Metame. And in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, over there, Masechet Kalim, brings a different drasha. Brings a drasha in Teres Kayanim, in Parsha Shmini. The drasha, you learn that from the Pasuk, V'chol Kli Cheres, Asher Yipa Mehem Al Toichoi. So the Gemara, Teres Kayanim, Darshins, Yesh Mem Letame, Yesh Mem Shaloi Letame. Sometimes Metame, we know that Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tum, Me'aviroi, it's Metame Aviroi, Yip Mehem El Toichoi, Toiches Metame, Toiches Mekabel Tum, some yes, some not. Pra letarnigal shabolas hasheretz, they flew the tarnigal which absorbed the sheretz, v'nafla vira tanur, the tar, it's tar. It makes the tame. So chayrus mevor in the teres kainim, it's clear that there's a drusha for the din of tumbalua, that it's not metame, like a sheretz for secha tarnigal. So what's pshat out gemara? Brings a different gemara, brings different drusha. The teres kainim, there's this kainim, the farshim on the teres kainim ask, mefeirish, it's a very obvious question, that why didn't our Gemara bring this drush of Teres Kayim to learn the din of Tumbalua that's not Metame from the Pasuk? Chol klicheres, Hashim memaltoicha, Yesh memetame, Yesh memshloi letame. To exclude it, just like we're excluding a tiny girl shabbos hasheretz, it's not Metame because Tumbalua. Our Gemara should have brought this Pasuk as a raya that Tumbalua is not Metame. The Tosan Sheshem the Mishnayis asks further that why did Rav and Amabez bring this Mishnah? One kasha that we're asking is why did the Gemara in Alpha and Aleph bring the drush of the Pasuk? But the Achrenim are asking, they sound shame, why didn't Ravno and Beis bring the Mishnah of Tanik Shibolas HaSheretz? From there you see, Tumbalu is not Metame. Kivega and Gilin Ashas and Omen Beis, Shteltsu, that Mishnah, maybe that means to ask. He means to ask, why don't Ayin Kalim Perikhes Mishnah, hey, when the Gemara says over there, Omer Rava Tavai Tzanoni Tumbalua Tanina, the Gemara brings the Mishnah, the Bola Tabas, Tamea, Toim Lechel, Chuma, so why did the Gemara bring this Mishnah as a Mekor for the din that Tumbalua is not Mitame? So to answer this Kasha, and the other Kasha, because there's a fair Shteseft like this, there's other Rias and Kashas that there's this site of Tumbalua in other places in Masechet Kelim, not just what's negay for us by the Uber. So the Achrayin of Achaj Baran, in the Mishnah of Baran, really Biskurov really connects to this, it says that's Yisrael and Masechet Becheiros, and there's a very beautiful shiur from Michal Feinstein that brings out this teretz we're about to say in a very clear way. They're machadish that there are two dinim in the halachas of Bluim. There's two halachas, there's two dinim in Bluim. There's one din of Tumbalua, which is midin hatzola. Hatzola means we find by etzom possible by el hames. What's that? Etzom possible el hames means we know anybody's in a mace, anybody's on el hames is mekabel tumah. That's tumas oil. Anything, not just a person, a kalim, but something which is in a keli, which has on it a seal, etzom possible, does not become tumah by el hames. The etzom possible is matzil on anything inside of it, the keli, that is, will not contract tumah oil from being in an oil hames or from being mal hames. It won't be mekabel tumah. It's matzel. So blua also has that same concept that it's matzel and tahara blua that the tumah should not enter, and it's also matzel that tumah blua does not go out and be metame. But this halacha would only apply, this din of hatsala, that also in Tumah Blua, would only apply to examples of hatsala, for Tumas Oil, it's not one mitam oil if it's Balua, or Klicheres, Mitaychai, if it, like a sheretz and the tarnagel, it won't be matame because there'll be a hatsala of the fact that it's Balua. This din is the din of the Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim, we learn from the Pasi, we call Klicheres, Asheyiva mem al toicha yesh matame yesh na matame, and the shtel tzu the tanigol shabala sheretz. That's a din of hatsala. That din of tum blua. It's a ferish of sefta that puts it together. It says gimel dvarim matzilin boil hames oilim oil mafsik or tzamid pasul or bluim. They're all in yanim of hatsala from tum. That's one halacha of tumah blua. There's a second halacha of Tumah Blua in the etzim chefts of the Tumah, which means that the Tumah Blua is not mitame. That's Abbas Chiddush Nawasugi. That's negay even a person that's beleah swallows Tumah. The Tumah inside is not mitame. Even the Magam Masa is not mitame. It's not mitame. Two taboys, the Sefer Sugi, we'll see, Beis Hashem Yisbarach. You have a Tabas Torah and Tabas Tameah. The Tabas Tameah is not mitame, the Tabas Torah, because it's Tumah Blua. That's not only in cases of Hatzalah, of being an oil, or Teicha Klicheres. That's even Magen Masa. And that is the din of our sugya. So, it will come out that the din of the Mishnah in Kalim, of a Tanin, Shibola Sheretz Tameh, Shibola Sheretz, and Noflavir Tanur, that's the din of Tum Blua, that's din of Hatzalah. Like it's some apostle. There's another halacha of Tum Blua. Tum Blua is not Metameh, even in Magen Masa, even in a case where it's not Negev Dini Hatzalah. And that's learned from ours, and that's our sugya, it's Rabbis Chiddush, and learned from the Pasik of Oichem Nevlasi Chabez Begodim. A right to this Yisoid, that there is two dinim in Tumah Blua, in the Michal Mizaraya, from the Rambam in Tumas Meis. The Rambam says in Perakal in Tumas Meis, Hanoisei Besech Beis Astarim Nitma, even though there's no Maga, Beis Astarim is not a Maga, but Masa you can have, Tumas Masa you can have in Tumah, which is Beis Astarim. This is Afbi Shein and Negiyah Sham Negiyah, even though touching is not Negiyah, it's not called a Magav, it's Magav Beis Astarim, but Hanoise Sham Noise, it's called Noise. There is Tumas Masa. Elim Kein Nivla Tumah B'Seich Meyav, unless the Tumah is Balua B'Seich Meyav, Shema'acher Shegiyah L'Seich Betanai, once it goes into the Betan, Ain't a Loi Negev Loi Noise. It's not, the words of the Rambam, it's not Negiyah, Loi Negiyah V'Loi Noise. That means Tumah Balua is not mitame, means that there's no mag and no masa. It's a din and mag and masa. It's not considered loy negeya, but loy noise. It compares it to the mag and hastarim. Nobody's gonna say mag and hastarim is not Indian hatzola, mag and hastarim is not Indian of natami at all. Mag and hastarim means not a maga. It's not a maga. Just like, you can't, mag and hastarim doesn't have din of maga tuma, so too, tuma blua, is not, there's no din of magen masat. It's not mesiachis, it's a dovra balua. That's why it's not metame. And furthermore, when the Rabban hilks tumas meis, and later on, in Perchof, he says, shloisha dvarim matzilim ba'el ha-meis. There are three things in a matzil and a meis. It's some impossible, the oyalim, and an oyal, and baluim. This is the mamish that takes after. He says, a baluim matzilim ala toirim, shalo yistamu, they shouldn't become tame. Umainin hatumah shleit teitzei, but the tame is mainin hatumah that shouldn't go out and be matame. So here the Rambam is before that tumah balua is not matam ba'oil, like he says, like for example, like kelim that was eight basar ameis and nichlas the bias. Why not? Why isn't the basar ameis? Why isn't the matame in the oil? It's matame. If it's the right shear, then it's matame ba'oilin. It's because of blue and a matzil. It's like the din of tzom and posel that tum balua is matzil from mi matame and from mi makabel tum. The Biskarov in Bechayres says lefi zeh is miyushiv nochan Rambam. Lefi this that we're understanding that there are two dinim in tum balua. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Chofei says that isha shemeis umra b'seich me'eho. Isha with the umra died inside of her. He says, if nase roish ha-nefel kepika shal shesi, if the roish, the head of the nefel is open now, kepika shal shesi is like the symbol we use for spinning, is that the circle of disc. If the rechem was open, so you could see the roish, nitma bayis ne uber. Then the house becomes tome, because we're talking about the uber is mace, it's a tumas mace, if a mace here, afish and dying leyotzen. Even though it didn't yet go out. So it means the Rambam's paskening, that if it's, there's a psichas akever, if it's open, so then there's no din of tumblua. It's gonna be metame. It's as if the mace was already in the bayis. But the Rambam himself says, in a different halacha, in the same parak, the Rambam says, Isha meis umer sech me'eho, the of our Mishnah for Isha, the baby died inside of her. Upashta achaya es yodim v'nogabay, and achaya, the midwife stuck her hand and touched the baby. Achaya t'mei yashim, the chaya is tummy to mashim, v'isha t'hira chietzi avlad. And the Isha is tar until the vlad goes out. Now, that's our Mishnah. Now, really, Rambam was saying next few words that Rambam really, if you have to know the fine base for, but Tumas Achaya Midivrehem, this Maskana Sagamara, that the Tumas Achaya is only the Rabbanon, Gezer Hashem Atigaboy, Mishayetz of the Praise, Gezer maybe might touch it, the mace, after it already went out. So, that means, but one second, but the Rambam says that even with Niftach HaKever, the Isha is Tahira, and the Chaya is only Tumay Midivrehem. I thought the Rambam said before that if the Psich HaKever, it's as if the mace is in the bias. It's Psichs HaKever, as if the mace is in the bias, it's Tumas Oil. So why isn't the Isha Tumea? Niftach HaKever, the Uber is Matam Ba'Oil. So the risk of that could be Psichs HaKever only to Zoif, that it's not, doesn't have the Din Balua to Matzal the Oil HaMace. That means no Din Hatzal of Tum Balua. But even though there's no Din Hatzal of Tum Balua, but the Gabi Tum Balua is not Matam Magamasa, which is not Din Hatzal of. Over there, Psich the Kev doesn't help to take away the Din of Balua. So could be still have Yen a Din Balua that is Namatame with Maga Vamasa. So the only reason why she's Tameh is only because of a Drabbanon, Gzeir Shevetikim Mam Sheetzel Aproizder. In a Hanami, als Tumas be Matzel Neil Ameis, then you won't have Din of Tum Balua to be Matzel. But als the Maga Masa, you will have the Din of Tum Balua that is Namatame Maga Vamasa. So the Psich Sakever is only takes away the halacha of Tum Blua legabe din hatzola, but doesn't take away the din of Tum Blua legabe mitame magamasa. So different in the case, I guess, they're not in the same oil. Not, the only reason the Shvitami is als maga, the Isha, the midwife is not going to be tummy, the chai won't be tummy unless she's mitad magamasa. Now if the tumor is considered Tum Blua, Gabi mitame magamasa, she won't be tame midiraisa, and that's why she's only tameya midrabanan because of gzeir Hashem etigam v'mishaytzel praise there. But you see this chiluk that there's two dinim in tum balua. There's one din in tum balua legabe being matzil from oil ames or avir kli cheres, and for that the Rishkov is saying that the Rambam held that for that psich lekever to zayv that it's not there's no din atzala. It's already not balua legabe yena halacha. But there's also another thing, Tumah Blua. Tumah Blua is that it's in the Etzem Chesed of Tumah, that Tumah is not Metame Magamasa, it is Blua. Could be that Gedda Blua is Andish from the other Dinam Blua. Lefizeh, we'll see, we'll appreciate this even more later in the Sugya. Lefizeh, this understanding that Tumah Blua is really two separate halachas, two Dinam Tumah Blua. So it's Mirshva Gvalik Kasha and Rashi, because Rashi the Maskana holds that we'll see, we get to the Mitzvah of the Fine Mays. Rashi says, according to Mikiva, Uber Mace, May Isha is Mitame, because he holds Tum Blua is yes Mitame. Mikiva argues. Other Rishonim have different Malachim, we'll see Mitzvah next year of this Machlokes of Mikiva, how the Rishonim understand it. But according to Rashi, Rabbi Kiva holds that Tum Blua is Mitame. Now, you can tell me Rabbi Kiva argues in all the Mishnayas and Tosefta's, Rabbi Kiva argues in Tanan Gel Shabbat Sheretz is not like Rabbi Kiva. There's no Din Tum Balua Bechlal. And other, and the Tosefta which puts it together with, Tzav and Pasul and that Amasik, he doesn't hold of that. Tosefta doesn't hold of that. It's not Mistaver like that. But according to what Achrein was saying, according to Bar and according to Michal, according to what Achrein was saying in Miskarov, that there are two Dinim in Tum Balua, so then we can explain Rabbi Kiva very well. Rabbi Kiva Vada is Maida. That Tum Balua is not Mitam Ba'oil or Avir Kli Cheres. The din of the Teres Kainim, the din of Tum Balua, Midin Atzol, like some Apostle, Ma'il Hameis, Rebbe Kiva, Vada is Maskim to. And all the Mishnayot, the Sefters are talking about that din of Tum Balua, which is Matzil of Atzol. It's Matzil Ba'il Hameis, it's Matzil in Avir Kli Cheres. It's Balua, it's not, it's Gewiss Din Atzol, like it's a Mafsik. That Rebbe Kiva is Maida to. Our Sugi is talking about din of Tum Balua, which is not Mitam Magam Amasa. Oh, that's extra chiddush, that turum blue is not metami magam amasa. That's a din, that's a mechefza of turum blue. It's a whole different halacha. It's not a din hatzolo. That is where Rabbi Akiva argues and holds that the cheft itself is yes metame mimago uvimasa. So in summary, we learned to gevaldiki yisai today. We learned that turum blue is not just that whatever is absorbed is not metame at all. There's two halachas in turum blue. There's a din in turum blue with din hatzolo. That it's matzal in klicheres and it's not mekabel tumah or metame, but it's another tumah blua that it's not metame agav masa. It's just even though it's could be becheftz like we said before, we're not sure if it's kmishen enoi or not kmishen enoi, but it's not metame even mimago or masa. And that's the din of our sugyo, which is a different pasuk than the pasuk that was brought in the Teiras Kayana. Towards the bottom of the omen, the Gemara discusses now tara blua. The Gemara says, Ashkan tuma blua, that it's not metame. Tara blua minolon, that it's not mikabel tuma. Kavachemer, markli cheres and mukav some puzzle, shen and matzal tuma shebesechum latame. And from there, the Gemara learns out that so too, something which is tar and blua is not mikabel tuma. Yudua, that there's a famous rekeach that's brought down the Shach and Yeridei and Simshin Ayin Aleph, about an Ashes Kayin that's muberis. A wife of a Kayin, she's Muberis, and she, let's say she knows, or possible, she might have a Zohar, a male Kayin, inside of her. Is she permitted or not permitted to go into an Oil Hames? The rule is that Kehan, Aloch is, Kehanim are not a Muzar Milatame, they're not allowed to become Tame. Ashes Kayin is not Muzar. There's only Kehanim Vele Kehanis. Vas Kayin is not Muzar. But, the Zohar Kayin is yes, and she's Muberis. So the Rekeach says she's permitted to go into the Oil HaMeis because of the Svek Sveka. First of all, maybe the Vlad is in the Keva. Who said it's a Zohar? And the Keva is not Muzheres on the Kabbalah's Tumah, if she's a Kehanis. And secondly, even if it's a Zohar, maybe it's a Nefel. Who said that it'll be a Ben Kayama? So since it's a Roiv, which is not Muzar in Israel, Tamalenei, so therefore the Rekeach paskins that Aishas Kain Muberes is Mutali Kanes Leilames. There's a lot of enter into Leilames, and so too will be in Aishas Kain, permitted to go to Levaya, Timitami to Leilames, Timitami to Ames. And the Shach brings it Lahalocha. The Mogen Avram in Arachayim and Shimon Gimel asks on this Rekeach that Lechaira, without a Svek Svek, it's also Muteris Likanes Leilames, because it's Tahara Beluach. Our sugya, the ubar is balua in the aim, so the ubar, which is tahira, tar, is not nitma from being an oil ames. So even if it will be a zachar, and it's a bar kayama, and alagit a zachin, it's still not a kabal tumah. It's tahara balua. As I effect among Avram on the rekeach. Davni maluim, in sim pebez, is miyashiv the rekeach, based on the gemara in yivamis and nafayin ches. The Gemara in Yevam is defined Ches talks about Machlekes Uber Yerachimai Uber Lav Yerachimai. Is the Uber considered a Chelik of the mother or not? The Gemara asks on the Madama that holds Uber Lav Yerachimai from Rava's Din. Rava says that a Nochris, a Goyish lady that's Muberes, and she wants to become a Giyaris, and she's Nizgaira, she goes to the Mikvah. So Zokt Rava Ain Benot Zarech Tvila. The child when it gets born, it grows up, does not require a tefillah. The tefillah of the mother is a tefillah for the vlad. So why is the tefillah of the mother a tefillah for the vlad? It must be uber is yerachimai. So it's a kasha the man number holds uber lav yerachimai. The Gemara answering verse is no. Shani uber da hainu ribise. That's the way it grows. It's normal. That's the derech gedila, the derech of it to grow is in the meimai. And therefore what? So sokdrashi, therefore lav chatzitzahi. It's not a chatzitza. So it's considered as if the ubar had a tevila together with the mother, and it's no chatzitza here. And that's why it's not a kasha, the mandam ubalav yerachim, even hold ubalav yerachim, but the mother had a tevila, and the vlad had a tevila. It's not a chatzitza. So, k'davni meluim, we can shtel to this gemara, to the din of the rekech. If there's a ishim uberes that's nechnesna, that enters oil hameis, or the ubar that's chai, the ubar would be tameh. Why? Just like there's no chatzitza, legabe etar b'mikvah, it's hain revise, it's derech yidilosa, so too is no chatzitza legabe tumas oil. And therefore, the uber be'etzem would be mekabel tumah if it's an oil hameis, And so then she should not be permitted to go in. If she's a Eishes Kayin, maybe the Kayin that you have a Vlad Zohar. That's why the Rekeach had to say that the reason why it's permitted is Mitam Svek Sveka, maybe it won't be a Zohar, maybe it's a Nekeva, and even if it's a Zohar, maybe it won't be Bar Kayama. Now the Mulim Bavarns. One second, very nice, beautiful shtickle to answer the Rekeach, but what do you do with Aug Gemara? Aug Gemara says that this is, not a Kabal Tuma, it's Tar Blua, Uber Meimoi is Tar Blua, it's not, it doesn't become Tame. And he said, it says by tabas, it doesn't say by tabas. Then a tabas, they swallowed the tabas, the hera doesn't make kabal tumah. So now the Mulim says, we have to mechalik. Between a tabas and a umah, which is chai. A tabas is, you can't say, derek yidilosei. It's not growing in the mother. And therefore, it's tara blua, it's not mechabal tumah. Also, an uber that's mace. An uber that's mace is not godel me'imai, like the Mishnah, on the Ayin Alf, Ha'usugya. It's not Golem Eima, it's not Rebise, it's Mace Vlada Besech Me'el, it's like the Lashon of the Anim Limit, it's Kamam Nemonach Bidikula, it's as if it's sitting in a sack, it's not really growing in a mother anymore, so it's not considered Rebise, and if it's not Rebise, it's not like Lashon Gemara Yivamis, so it is Tara Blua, and if it's Tara Blua, it's not Makabal too. But if they're both alive, an Uber Me'imai, that's Rebise, and Avada, there won't be any din of Tara Blua, just like it's not a Chatzitza for Mikvah. It's also not considered tar blua to say that it won't be makabel tuma in oil and mace. And that's the pshat in the rekech. Isha kahen is abas kain, ish is kain, that's muberis. And with a zohar, the ubar which is alive, and Hanri B says, would be makabel tuma oil and mace, just like that ubar, if the mother went to the mikvah, would be have been considered as if it also went into the mikvah. Because it's not a chatzitza. So it's not a chatzitza legabe tvila in a mikvah. It's not a chatzitza legabe being an oil mace, and it would be makabel tuma. That's the chiddush of the Gemara of Hein Rebbi. Say that the Limush telling to that chiddush of the Gemara to say pshat in the rekeach and to answer the Magen Avraham's kash. But frak the cheshik shleima and all this, the Mishnah says over there by twins they have tumim. If yotza arisha in mace, if the first one went out dead and the second went out chai, it's tar. The Rash and the Rosh already explained. What do you mean the Sheni that comes out, Chai, is Tar? He says, because the Uber Me'imai. Uber Me'imai is Tar Blua. That means the first one, the baby went out mace, and they were in the house. It was an oil of mace. So once it's a mace, once Yotza Rishon mace, the second one should be Tar. So you take the mace out. But right now, the baby that's inside the mother's stomach should be Tar. No. We say the Rash and the Rosh explained the Mishnah, the Sheni, the reason why the Sheni that's alive is Tar, it's because the Umar Me'imai is Tahara Blua. So when the first one went out, the second one did not become Tame Me'imai. Oh, Zot Cheshek Shleim, you see from that Mishnah that even when they're both alive, the mother and the baby, still the Uber is not Nitma in the Oel HaMeis Agavimai. That means you say the Uber is Tahara Blua. Ay, the William Shtel Tzudi Gemara and Yavam is the Gemara to say that Hein Rebisei. If you say Hein Rebisei, should have a din that if the Uber is in Oil HaMeis, just like the Eim is in Oil HaMeis. Why do we say that the Uber is, the second one is Tar? It only can make sense to say that it's Tar because it's Tar Blua. That's the only reason. It's the first one came out dead. So the first one came out dead, now the mother's in Oil HaMeis. But why is the Sheni Tar? Sheni, which is Chai, which is the mother's stomach, Chai, why is it Tar? If it had the same din as the mother, it's Hein Rebisei, and just like we said, for the Gemara Yivamis, that an Ubar, the Me'imai, which is Chai, both are Chai, the fact that it's Hein Rebisei tells us that it's not a Chatzitza Legabi Tefillah, it should also not be Chatzitza Legabi being considered an Eila Meis, so why is the second one Tar? Elamai, you see, not like the Avdi Meluim, you see clearly that even when the Aim and the Ubar is Chai, the Ubar is not Tomei in Eila Meis, Agavima, because the Ubar is considered Tahara Blua. Meirdik, so Gvalika Kasha. The Chimech Eschinach answers this Kasha, and he wants to say that once it was Niftach HaKever, so the Vlad moved from its spot, so even though it didn't completely go out, it didn't go out at all, really, but it's not called Yerach Ima, it's like a Guf Efni Atzma. And that's why it's not Nitma like the Aim. Because it's not anymore being this gadol for the aim. It was niftach hakever. The first one went out. So now the vlad, the second one, even though it's chai inside the mother's stomach, into the mother's rechem, but it was Nekar and Kaimai. So it's not anymore the Hein Rebisei of the Gemara. Yevamis, that Hein Rebisei doesn't apply here. It's not Mace, but it's the same din as Mace. So therefore it has din of Tara Blua. That is Miyashiv, the Mishnah Olis, that if Yotze Rishon Mace, and the Sheni is Chai, the Sheni is Tahar. We ask, why is the Sheni Chai Tahar? Why do you say Hein Rebisei? And just like it's not a Chatzitza Gabi Tvila, it should also not be Chatzitza Gabi being an Oil HaMace, so the Sheni shouldn't be Tame. We said, you know, the Gemara wants to say to him for the Rekeach that the only time you say Tara Blue is only if the Uber is Mace or by a Tabas, but not by Uber Chai. This is like Uber Mace. It's not Uber Mace Mamish, it's Chai, but since it was Niftach HaKever, so it's not anymore, it's Nekra Vlad Mkaima, it's not anymore growing from the mother. So here, in this case, like Lav Yerach Yiloi, and it lives like Tara Blue. The Chalkis, the Goyis, and the Minchas Chinuch, the Chalkis Yoyev says, Lafidvar, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it comes out, if this is true, that any Vlad that's Noilet after the mother went to El Hamais, which was Muberes, the would need Hazar Shishu Shvi. It should be Nit Mumais like the mother, any Vlad. If that's true. It means, because the Nitzma El Hamais and it's ready to give birth, it's not Rebise. Even if you say it's Rebise, Kolzman, if you don't have the Nit of Tara Blua, stop every time that it's Muberes, it's automatically the mother's tummy and the child's tummy. That's what we're saying, Pshat. We're only excluding the case of Psichs HaKevers, and then it's Din of Tara Blua. But in regular case, regular Ish Muberes, how are we saying Pshat Mamaisa? After all said and done, after Mluim, and Mechsinach is Maskim, the we're saying Pshat Nerekeach, that the reason why he had to come on to the Heter for Aisha's Kayin to go into El HaMeis because of Svek Svek and you couldn't say Al Tara Blua is because Hein Rebisei, the fact that it's growing together, it's considered like the mother and the blood on El HaMeis. So if that's true, so every Isha Muberes that comes Tomei and goes into El HaMeis, not only is she becoming Tomei, but the blood is also becoming Tomei. And when the blood comes out, it should require Hazar Shlishi Shvi, it should require the process of Tahara of every one that became Nitma HaMeis. As Kumas Meis, the Azov of the Paraduma. So, he'll tell me, Enechanami, maybe you're right. Now it's not a Gaya today, but maybe you're right. It needs a Tarab. So, the Farish and Mishnah, not like that. The Mishnah in Para says that they used to, in order to ensure the Tahar, the Paraduma, they would bring Noshim Ubrois, pregnant, and they'll build Chatzeres Yerushalayim on top of rocks, and they leave a cavity underneath it, because the Kevratayim, they should stop in Kabbalatuma. And they bring women that are Muberes, Ubrois, and they gave birth over there. And then those children were raised on top of those in those Chatzeres, which were not possible to Mekabel Tumas Meis. And then that way, those children that are Tahar, they'll be worthy of Imal Limayim for the Efer HaPara, the Mamish Tahar from birth. Now, the mothers, the Ubrois, they didn't say that they were never Nitma. If the Vlad was is automatically Tomei when it's in the mother, if the mother was Tomei, so then, what are the Gecham gain? It sounds like for the Mishnah, that as soon as these children are tar from inception, they never, the mother's tummy, they became tummy. No, you're not in there, Zichron don't become tummy. It's only the Gecham to become tummy when they give birth. So if you give birth, they gave birth on top of these Chatzeris, which are Benuyas and Gabi Asela, and Tachtem is called Nekevra Tayim, so they don't become tummy. But the Terusim Mechschinachim that in the mother's tummy and the Kabbal Tumma, so Ma'al Ilach Chom Tekane Seim, what did they gain? Lamaisa, the Umar can become Tumit. And if I can, the Sim Chaim over there in Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham asked that, why did the Magen Avraham ask in the Rekeach from this Mishnah? Instead of asking from the din of Tahara Blua that it should become Tumay, it being arrived from this Mishnah, from Noshin Ubrois, you see that the Umar now become Tumay, Me'imai. You see, it doesn't become Tumay. So the Achrayim are very much bothered by this kashin. Is that for sure? The Farish of Mishnah that Uber Me'ima is not become Tami Tami Meis. And that's the whole purpose of only ensuring from the time of Yelena and onwards that there's no Kabbalah Stum. So why did the Magen Avraham Takim Ma'ira and the Rekeach from this Mishnah? So the Chadrei Deah says that even if it's Nitma Vlad Me'ima and it becomes Tame, but once it's born, it's Panu Chadash Bo'olakan. So the Tumah is Paka. So it doesn't make a difference even a Kabbal Tumah. The Tumah is Paka. That's why it's not a Gaya. The Mishnah is talking about, even if it became Tummy Umar, but as soon as it came out, the Tumah is Paka. It's a new Panu Hadash, like a new Bria. And the Chazal were only concerned, the Mishnah and Parah was only concerned from the time of Leida onwards.
What about the Eishes Kayin? There's still an Issa of an Eishes Kayin to bring an Umar Zacha to Elonais, even though afterwards it will be Tumah Vipaka. And that's why the Rekeach had to say that the Heter is only because of Svek Svek. The Simchaim is Miyashim the Rekeach, that he says a little differently. He says that we're talking about an Isha that was very close to having a child. It was Karvi Amel Aledis. With Choshish, that maybe it was Yetzer Roshay, and Yiki Yolud, and there won't be Tar Blua. And that's why they want to say as Tar Blua. Tar Blua, he doesn't want to answer the Rekeach. The Rekeach, that can't be the Heter, because if the Heter is only as Tar Blua, what about when you Choshish, maybe the Roshay was Yetzer. That's why I have to come on to Heter, Bitam, Svek Svek. And Mishpur Taka brings is this Chaim and explains the Rekeach, that the Heter is only because of Svek Svek, because otherwise we should be Choshish, that maybe Yetzer Roshay is Ki Yolud. The Ritvaz also says this, that Shitzna Dovri says, Ani Oyim Shemasha Kosav Rabba Le Rekeach. I read speaking, Be'isha Shekov Yemel Lelenis. A woman that's about to give birth, V'chashina Shem Yoytzi Avlan Roisha, may will stick out its head, V'nimsa Shukiyolud. V'ina Tar Blua, it's not Tar Blua. And it could Tidib and Yem is Matan Boil, and therefore the only heter for the Isha's kind to go to the Elamez is because of Svek Sveka. Now, there's just one other kasha, one of the kasha teres in this is Geshmak into Santa Yonim, that the Kabbat the Kishiosa, he brings a kasha to the Rekeach, that it should be mutter without the reason for Sveka, because it says in Nid of Nachmim Gimel, that only a Tinik Ben Yoyma is Mitam Emes. You learn from the Pasik Val, and the Foshes Asher Hoyusham, that you need a Nefesh Koldu. And an Uber is not a Nefesh. So he says, a Tinik Ben Yoyma is Mitam Emes. But a Uber is not Mitam Emes. So you don't even need a Svek Sveka. He doesn't ask from Tar Bulu. He asks directly from the Gemara Nida that says that you have to be only a Nefesh in the Kabbal Tumah. But this, Kasha, the Yesu Engel answers, he says, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that an Uber is not in the Kabbal Tumah because it's not called a Nefesh. Could be a Nefesh includes not only a born child, but even an Uber is also a Nefesh. And there's a Nefesh in a Nefesh, it's called a Nefesh. But the Gemara just means that if it would say, the Pasuk would not say, Val HaNefesh HaShah Yisham. The Pasuk would say, Valaha Noshim Ashayushim, then we would exclude a cotton that's not Mekabel Tumah, because a cotton is not an ish. But since it says Nefashis, so Nefashis is Koyel Ketanim also, even though it's not an ish. But Avada, Uber is also, the what's the name, is also called a Nefesh. It's called a Nefesh. It's also, would be Tamei as Nefesh. It's not Mekabel Tumah, because Tumah. That's not a Taina on the Rekeh. Finally, we just end with, one or two more interesting things Achareim say about this. The Bechal and the Kevin Shurim and the Achiezer, they say that even though an Uber is Taka, not Mekabel Tumah Imay, because it's Tara Blua, like the Mogen of Rambam's Kash and the Rekeach, and a Hanami, but the Rekeach is still right. Because there's an Issa to be go of a pregnant Aishas Kayin, for Aishas Kayin Muberis to be Nechz and Elameis, Mitzah the Etzer Knisa. The going in is awesome. Even though it doesn't cause any Tumah. Even though the Vlad will not be Tumah, Tara Blua, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So what does that mean? If Tara Tu is not Mekabel Tumah, so why are they, what is Reb Chanan and Chaim Meizer, what do they mean to say that it's us to be Nechzan Elameis? And they explain, because Tara Blue doesn't mean that it's not, you're not an Elameis, you are an Elameis, just not Mekabel Tumah. So that's us. You're not even enter in a place of Tumah, even if there's no actual Kabbalah Tumah, they're being right for Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir Nachman Gimel says it's us for a Kohen to enter a house with the Goyses. Even though it's not Matami, then why is it us? It's not Tumas Mace. Teretz is, it's a Mokim that might become Tumas Mace. It means there's an Isser Knisa in a Mokim that it's Pasta of Tumas Mace. Over here, maybe it's Pasta of Tumas Mace, the Noilad. But even though there's no actual Kabbalah's Tumah, there's still Usser to go into a place where there's a Mace. Even though you're not actually the Kabbalah Tumah. And the others, and finally, now the Achreinu, the Sefer B'Begon, they say maybe this is Rabbanon, even Tar Blua, to say that it's Tumah. Maybe the bottom of Geizer, that's why they said you can't be Nechzah Elameis. And the only thing you have to still be done is what it says the Yom Tov is done over here. Very interesting. That Uber Mei Imai, L'chayra, there's another reason maybe why there's no Isser for Eishas Kayin to go into Beis HaKvaris, to go into Elameis. Because the all Isser is for a Kayin to become Tamei. And Uber Mei Imai, the Gemara Yom Tov calls it a Zar. So maybe the Bechlal no is to become Tamei. Even the mother's Rechem, make a Hennis. Ken is not Muzal Tumah, and the Ubar is also not a coin yet. It's only a Zar. It's like, yeah, Gabi Avonim in the Sugis and Avonim in Yavamis. It could be that the answer to this question could be, it can't be Goyim Tumim for Lachazman. But here's another shaila, very interesting nekudais in this shaila of Eishes Kayim Yinichnas L'Oyel Hames. So in summary, we just said many different stadim l'hatir. We have the Rekeach, the Tzadati Matir is al Sfek Sfeka, maybe it's not a Zohar, it's a Nekeva. And even if you can say it's a Zohar, maybe it's a Nefil. We have the tzadim matir, like the Mugnum of Kashi, we have the tzadim, it's tumma, it's tarabalua. Tarabalua is not the mekabel tumma. There's no iser bechlal to enter. We have a tzadim matir, could be that Uber is not even a kain. Uber doesn't have a din of a kain. Could be it's not mekabel tumma inside. Even if it's mekabel tumma, we have a tzadim matir. The Chadridea says, because once it's nailed, it's ponim chadosh is bowl lekan. And there's no iser of tumma balua. It's only maybe still, but we have also many tzadim lesser. But if not for the sfek is the mice heter across the board. But now the tzadim are maybe not going to enter anyway because it's that's a knisa toila mace is usher, or maybe there's a chashash that there'll be a ledo, or maybe there's rabbanu bechlal that they said there's no tarim luof when it comes to tumas koyin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.